Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, wow. We're having fun today. Is this still Labor Day or is this the next day? I've been sleepy. I've been tired. I've been so exhausted. This is Robin. This is Blog Talk Radio's Pinterest, and I love money. I love all kinds of money in my pocket. I love seeing all kinds of money being put in my pocket, and I want to tell you that I have been made into big time all on the radio for nothing. But I'm going to get there, and I'm going to have to work on it and not rush, and that has been my problem. I've been rushing. I'm trying to do other things other than what I need to do, and that has been also my problem. And I need to get all kind of love from God so I can get consistent money, and that is a big part of my problem, and I need to go ahead and accept that that is how I'm going to have to get money. All right, anyhow, what do we want to do today? We want people to know that money is no object. Money is no object when it comes to Kinston Music. Kinston Music wants y'all to know that Robin and the person who's talking is very gifted, and that is all y'all need to know. This person is very gifted but does not want to put that on this show. All right. Anyhow, I love money. I love money. I love money, money, money. And that means Kinston Music wants to produce, wants to write, sing, dance, and bump her butt on videos and not have to copy no silly hoe called Beyonce. Beyonce is straight up a hoe. I mean, she damn dances like a straight up whore, and that is the most beautiful thing to me. And I am not trying to act like I want her like that. It's just y'all have got to start picking on how that darn hoe had to do what she got to do to start the show. y'all mad. Y'all better stop that darn anger and get some Beyonce butt. Beyonce knows how to bounce her butt. What the hell she does? She shakes her butt makes her butt go round all cute. Y'all just mad because she knows how to do it cute. She cute. And y'all better stop picking on them cute girls out there and stop picking on my website about the woman with this no shirt on. That is just beauty, and she's beautiful, and she's covered up, and that is why my site is still up. Thank you. And what? Why are y'all mad at me? I have money in my mouth. I just don't want to keep plugging my site. My name is Robin, and Victoria and some other person is trying to say, but they are hurt because I decided to go ahead and before they did, and they did not know how bad it was to ignore their own domain name. Because my name is Robin Victoria Williams, and I decided to go ahead and do what I need to do. Anyway, what do we want to do today? I want money in my pocket. Big time money in my pocket. And I am chilling and I am full. Because my, decided to go ahead and go to a nacho place. And hook me up with all kind of good God, a big old plate. Now I'm full. And I'm hurt. I had to go to another room in the house real fast. And after I get off the, after I end the show, I had to go to another room in the house real fast. And ease my pain. Anyway, we are looking at cancer music. Look like it is money. Do y'all know cancer music looks like money? Because I decided to not mess with every little thing in the theme. But I know how to make that theme look nice with other pictures and change this and change that, and that's why they like me. Anyhow, y'all have got to stop picking on me. I love somebody. Yes, I do. It's just I can't say it. All right. Anyhow, we have got to realize that cancer music is the biggest thing under God. Y'all have got to get over the fact that cancer music is known by a lot of gotten artists out there, a lot of female and male artists, and we decided to go ahead and let her talk to another person in her head, call her friend. Her friend, yeah. I'm sad. I'm real sad. That's all you need to know. I'm sad. And a lot of people don't know that everybody is sick of this darn mess. I was sick of it. And I saw something. And I said, okay, she tired of it, her damn self. Tired of it. You get tired of that darn mess. You get sick of acting like you don't know. And you get sick of acting like you don't know. And then after a while, you gonna know. And it makes it beautiful. That's nice stuff. Okay, I understand now. I understand what that stuff is. Thanks. Well, I'll be all right, I guess. This is not my other show. This is called The Doll for Nothing. I have another show called The Doll, and this seems like that show. Anyhow, a lot of people who see iTunes know that I went from comedy to entertainment because I'm like that. I can be very serious sometimes. I can be very funny sometimes. And that is why I did that. Another thing I'm going to do is put Kenson music up there on iTunes and have all kind of fun. Anyway, I want y'all to know that I love all kind of beautiful things, and I love all kind of money in my pocket, all kind of money, but I am tired of this darn mess. Please understand, I had to talk about homeboy of this show, too, because at one point I was talking about the big screen on Kenson music. Do you know how bad it is? But we not talk about it because I feel my studio people looking at me crazy. My studio people are looking at me crazy. And I am tired of the darn mess. I want you to know that a lot of people were upset with me. I'm an old man. In another state of mine. I'm an older man. I ain't no younger man. I'm an older man, and I do not stand for you being told to be this darn hurt. You gotta let me have money. Let me have you. And when you let me have you, I'll be all right. I don't have to be that mean to your head. There's a way to do things. There's a way to do things, okay? I saw how nice you were to me. How good you were to me. How you calm your nerve. You're a very nice woman. You're a very good woman. And a lot of people don't know how good a woman you are. You did something for me. I didn't know you did anything for me. I didn't know you had all that kind of power. I'm scared. And now I'm gonna be all right. I went through hell, but now you see all kind of stuff I went through and how he looked at me weird. You said, okay, I'll calm my nerves and it'll be good. And I was really surprised. A lot of ugly women, so ugly, period, would went upside my head. But you chill, because you said, I don't ever want pay. You never know what someone's going through. Believe me, I understand those things. I understand more than you know. I understand that. There's no light in your eyes. You're in pitch black darkness, and one thing you can do is sense where the door is. Sense where you can turn left and turn right, and finally you see a little bit of light. But now you keep walking and walking, and that little pin of light, maybe it's a quarter size. Now it's a dollar coin size. It keeps getting bigger and bigger, but so slow that you feel like you're never, ever going to end this pain. So I know what darkness is. I know what it is. It may not be as extreme as yours, what you went through, but I know what darkness is. And these people that are putting me through this little silly stuff about dark skin versus light skin, and you think you somebody like a queen and all this stuff, that's nothing compared to what I went through when I was young. When I was young, I went through extreme darkness, and I made it. I made it out of it, and I had happiness in my life. And a lot of people don't know that. They think I was pampered throughout my life. No, I was not. I was not pampered throughout my life. I went through hell. I went through pure hell. And if you don't know, that little stupid stuff they doing, and looking at me stealing bags of toiletries and clothes, ain't going to do nothing. Ain't doing shit to me compared to what I went through, man. I mean, to feel like you're buried alive, to feel like you can't breathe at one point. I mean, you're suffocating, babe. I mean, just literally suffocating because of some drug you took. Somebody don't understand that stuff ain't nothing to play with. I wanted to reveal, but I went through hell. So I give to people are mistakenly put into bad places where they drug you, and it's hard to prove who you are, prove that you're gifted, because God is trying to talk to you, and your body's not aligned. Ooh, your body's not aligned right with God. Your chakras are not aligned. Your chakras are not in balance. However you want to say it, you have no spiritual balance. All this stuff is going on, and. You're hurt, and you finally go down, and you're miserable, and they put you in these places, and you're not yourself because of how you can't get work, and it causes all kind of problems. So I don't know how to tell y'all this, but a lot of people don't understand that God is nothing to play with. I mean, that stuff ain't nothing to play with. That stuff had me suffocating, and I didn't know what to do, and I was so bad about it. My family was forcing the drug on me, and I suffocated again, and that's why I did not want to take the drug. And they don't know it. They just assume I did not want to take the drug, and it caused me problems. And the other drugs they gave me got me so sick I couldn't hardly move. I was in bed all during day. I could only gather enough energy to go out the door to shop for food, gather enough energy to cook, barely clean, all that stuff. And they think I'm going back home one day. They're out of their minds. They're out of their minds. I don't like people who totally look at somebody who got a darn degree in electrical engineering and think their mind's going to go down that darn hard to the point where they got to look at that person, know they are suffocating damn near, and don't care. I mean, that's terrible. That's terrible, terrible, terrible. And if they think I did something, they need to bring it to the front and ask questions. That's true. They didn't ask one question. Nobody, I'll tell y'all straight up, nobody brought anything to the front. Not one darn person. They didn't bring a darn thing to the front. That they, only thing they brought to the front was, you said something about your aunt in jail. And I know one thing, that wasn't true. Because I wanted my aunt to get money. I told her she could have some money. Okay, that's the only thing I did. Okay. Other than that, no one brought anything to the front. Nobody brought a thing to the front, and I do not appreciate that darn mess. They're really nasty, and I do not like it. This is not good. Mm-hmm. What we are mad about in Asia, that this is Asia of the fall. And I'm talking Asia again. And the next time the United States get mad, for Robin is telling the truth about her suffocating, I'm going to terrorize them to the floor. Ooh. You don't get it. Bye. Mm-hmm. Y'all better stop that darn mess. I tell y'all this, y'all better stop putting those gifted people up deep under their mental wards and shit. Y'all know them people so darn body. Y'all know them people gifted. Let me tell you what it is. Some of y'all, let me tell you what I know what y'all going through. Y'all are hearing two different wordings. Yeah. You know why y'all hearing two different wordings? So God sick and tired of y'all acting like that spiritual shit ain't real. Oh. God sick of that darn mess. That's why y'all hearing two different words. I don't hear two different words because I tell it like it is sometimes. You don't got to be up on it all 100% of the time and make yourself feel funny. You got to tell it like it is every now and then. Okay? Y'all sit there and don't tell it like it is at all and think it's cute. Y'all don't think that mess is cute. Some of y'all hear three different words. Y'all so darn mad. Y'all said I'm mad. Y'all lost y'all mind. As soon as I told about that suffocation, I was suffocating. I was suffocating. That is why I did not want to take no drugs again. And I was suffocating that damn thing. Made my lung capacity go down. I could not sing. I could not blow like I wanted to. That's why I'm not singing like I could sing, because my lung capacity is a whole lot smaller to this day. All right, they made my angel not sing right. Now, what y'all need to do? Act like I'm mad now. Mm-hmm. These people are bad to the bone with me, but y'all take away that baby singing. This is her big mind. I don't like her like I want to, but that baby singing, we don't mess with the people singing in our family. I'ma tear y'all up. Y'all have no goddamn way of making money for the next 200 years. Y'all mess with a Mayan and her singing and thought it was cute. Y'all put a drug on her to hurt her singing because y'all claim she took someone's voice. Yeah. They did not bring that to the front. They didn't even tell it to my damn head, child. That's why I know they knew that they were lying. Okay. They knew they were lying because they have yet to bring it to the front. I can't stand no lying bastards getting away with shit because they're government. I can't stand no lying bastards getting away with shit because they're psychologists, or they have doctor in front of their damn name. I'm a damn electrical engineer. I don't do no rote memory shit. We do calculations, we do theories, and we bring that shit to the fucking real. What the fuck y'all do? Look at some damn words and memorize the shit. What the fuck y'all do? Okay, y'all damn PhDs, I got bachelor's degree, you fuck shit tards. Damn. Y'all ain't nothing. Y'all ain't nothing compared to me. Damn. I invent shit. Where the fuck are y'all? Y'all ain't nothing. I kept my damn brain. I kept my damn thinking. And when you're able to do, when you're able to build sites still, and you're able to do anything online and make it work, that means you're some damn body that is not insane. And they damn know it. And they better get over that damn shit. I'm military Rocky. And with a military, we do not want to go to war with no damn Korea. And we want these damn fuck bitches all up on the phone. They get over that damn shit right now. That girl is sane as fucking hell. And that shit is real. Y'all didn't give a damn about what she was going through. I'm trying to tell y'all that that stuff was making me ill. That stuff is taking my eyesight. Y'all ain't give a damn. Why the hell I'm gonna give a damn about y'all? Why the hell I'm gonna stay in some damn Lottie, Florida, when y'all know goddamn what I told y'all over and over again? That stuff was making me sick. Oh my God. Y'all ain't give a damn. Why should I have stayed? That's some nasty shit. The way y'all treated me. The way y'all treated me, I'm going to tell it to them. I'm bringing it to a front. Okay. I'm bringing it to a front right now. This is, okay, y'all can't break, okay, y'all trying to talk through me right now? Yes. Y'all can't do that right now. It's way too darn late. It's years later. Okay. After everything is done. Y'all ain't even care about me at all. I hadn't done anything to anyone, and I wasn't so bad about it. Y'all treated me bad without even telling me what the fuck I damn did to you. That's true right there. That's some nasty-ass shit. You got to tell a little damn bitch what a bitch damn did. They ain't say shit. They don't tell you what it is. Y'all ain't supposed to be family. Y'all ain't supposed to be like the police. Y'all ain't supposed to be like some psychiatrist or some dumb fuck bitch like that there. Y'all supposed to be a little bit better than that. Y'all in blood. Y'all supposed to do better than that damn shit right there. I hate to tell y'all that. It's true. And I'm going to tell you straight up. Yeah, straight up, whatever. You ain't straight up. It's too late. Too darn late. I mean, that was terrible what I went through. That was terrible what I went through. Y'all ain't give a damn about me. Trying to be real. Trying to be forthcoming. Trying to be honest about what I'm going through. And y'all ain't give a damn. Sit there and know that stuff is real. Got sick of y'all acting like that stuff ain't real. That's why Edgar saw all that stuff in his damn face. Scared him half to death, because you know I got my power back. Need to scare him. Need to scare the fuck out the fuck nigga. Scared him half to death, and I swear to God, y'all try to start some shit off of this damn shit, it will happen again, but on a higher damn level. Damn. That's what happens. Y'all understand? My life in danger ended away from y'all. God said, if her life in danger already, I'm going to bust that stuff through her body, that power, and let her hurt. Call that real power from God. Because she is some damn body. I'm going to get all that damn shit right the fuck now. Y'all better stop acting like that stuff ain't real. Like that spiritual shit ain't real. That's all I need to know. That's why y'all hear two and three different wordings. Yeah, okay? That's why y'all hear it. God split your damn head into both a spiritual and physical talking. So y'all want to split it up. I only hear one. Y'all deserve what y'all damn get. That's why y'all can't have no damn love between your damn guys. That's why y'all can't eat your food right. That's why you can't enjoy your darn money that you stole out of my account. So y'all sat there and dogged me to the floor. Y'all dogging me to the floor and think that's so cute. I'm going to come to y'all in pain and horror. Y'all out your damn mind. I mean, ain't say nothing. Other than some Aunt Louise in some jail. And I ain't even say nothing about no jail, no Aunt Louise going to jail. I told the damn bitch to get some damn money. That's how bad it was. Told the bitch the opposite, child. That's how bad it damn is. Somebody straight up fucking lied. Damn. Oh, man. Damn, man. Y'all mad. Trying to talk to somebody else. Y'all better talk to the bitch that y'all accused of damn shit. This is another Stephen. I knew that Robin will tell like it is online. Y'all damn nasty to her. Don't want her to get any goddamn love. Don't do that again. I'm going to hurt you deeper. Don't get this shit here. Y'all better tell it to me. Y'all better talk to me. Mm-hmm. Y'all better talk to me. Get a bigger bus outside your skull. And get away with this shit. And y'all are threatening people's lives and shit. That's illegal as fuck to defend your damn life. I already killed so damn. I killed a motherfucker. He got the fuck away with it. And he was trying to kill me. I threw 2 chairs at that damn motherfucker. Peter Patel about to knock him out. Y'all would deserve that darn shit. And I'm gonna tell y'all straight the fuck up. Y'all do not get this shit. How the hell she know? I know because I'm some damn body. Golly. I am a killer. Y'all do not get this damn shit. I'm a damn killer. Okay. I know what I went through with my dad. I know what the hell I went through with my father. I am my father's daughter. I am my father's daughter. I am a damn killer. Please leave me the fuck alone before I kill your goddamn ass. Not only am I my father's daughter, I found out through a funny way that my daddy may have tried to kill me all my life. Okay? May have. I know one thing, he's been fighting me down all my life. Winning kind of good. I mean, he's trying to kill my damn ass in order to get it done. Not only that, he had a lot of damn help. And I was the only one basically praying all the way through. They threatened the honor of every angel to a damn Sheena. That real nasty. So what I did, it terrorized y'all 10 billion times more. So y'all ever think I ain't mean it. I'm a mean-ass bitch to get you to know. Robin is a mean bitch for nothing. God is mean. Don't jump everything I mean to terrorize your damn sick self into knowing that God is a killer. God is a damn killer. God is a damn killer. And does not care about you that damn much to go against her own damn self. God is a she, and God is a damn woman, and God is a damn black woman. Y'all better give her that damn shit. God is a black woman. Y'all better stop worrying about how Robin's saying or not saying. I know goddamn well that bitch saying. I am sorry, it's only so many damn things that get. But God tell you, damn happy, you dumb. I mean, on the damn dot. Not even close to mind. I wish I would.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.